There is so much to do. There is so little time. We must go slowly. Today's episode of Getting Naked with Nate is inspired by my song Slow It Down. It is one of the fastest songs I've written, which I will get into after we've had a listen to it. This was a very new and very, challenging, inspiring and nerve-wracking experience for me creating this particular episode, because it was the first one where I recorded the entire thing live to a Facebook audience on Facebook Live, to whoever chose to come. It was fully public. Previously, I'd been experimenting with doing these to my patrons only, but it just seemed like what a fun thing to do with all of my audience, all of the people who enjoy connecting with what I do. So if you want to be one of those people, you can go to my Facebook page and you'll see the next one or two live streams are up there every Tuesday and Sunday. And so come and check that out. Like, you can click get reminder on the posts and you'll be able to join in, ask questions, share quotes, share ideas. You'll see in the show notes for today's episode, if you go to nakedwithnate.com, that there are some quotes I've shared that people shared in the live stream. And I also answered some questions, and well, we had a really good conversation and it was super fun. And actually, in my time, since I did that one, I've recorded another, I think, two live, and I have many more coming. So yeah, do check that out. It's just my usual Facebook page is facebook.com/NateMaingard. You could actually go to nakedwithnate.com/Facebook, which is much easier to remember. I've got to remember that I've made that custom link. It takes you straight to my page. nakedwithnate.com/Facebook, and that will take you there. I don't know if you can hear that, but the farm dog Sasa is walking around in the background. She's now jumped on the bed though, so I think she should be fine. So that's it really. We're going to listen to the song Slow It Down, and then we're going to get into the body of this recording, which was the part that was done live. And then we'll listen to a different version of the song, which is like a very old version, has some slightly different lyrics and a very different feel. And then we have a live Q&A that we did at the time. And so you get to enjoy all of that. And I think there are some beautiful insights in here. Definitely the questions inspire sort of deeper conversation. So make sure you stick around for that. It's a pretty short episode. But yeah, I'm excited to be here. And again, I'll say this as I always do, I have to say a huge thank you to my friends, my tribe, my community, the people who are my supportive community on Patreon, to the natives. Thank you so much for supporting what I do. It is, as a community supported creator, it is directly thanks to your understanding and valuing of what I'm doing that allows me to keep doing it and to create more. So if you want to be one of those people, please do so. It's been a pretty wild time in my life right now. I'm kind of having this realization that I can't sustain myself the way things have been going, because I'm currently unable to play much music with a herniated disc in my neck. And so this career that I had in mind of how things were meant to be is kind of slipping by the wayside at the moment. And that's part of the reason I started this podcast, is to do something that is still creative, that allows me to communicate what I care about and to share stuff I feel has value with the world. And it's amazing. I'm having so much fun doing this. But it's definitely not bringing in any extra income at this point. I don't have any sponsors. I don't put ads on this podcast. You may have noticed. I don't have ads on my YouTube videos. I don't have ads on my website. I don't want to do any of that stuff. I rely on Patreon basically 100%, and also hot songs. If you want me to write you a song, I'll do that on a ukulele at this point. That's on my website, actually, natemaingard.com/hot songs. So yeah, I'm just trying to, realigning with what my life is going to be, because there's a quote I share later, which I've been thinking about a lot, that has to do with how we spend our days and what that means. So yeah, stick around for that as well. I don't want to repeat myself, but anyway, thanks for being here. Thanks for getting naked with Nate, and please enjoy this song of mine called Slow It Down.
To be true, that the world spins too fast, it leaves some folk behind on without a mast. Oh no, no, no. Somebody please slow it down. Slow it down. Slow it down. I see you beside the road. Try to understand, but then you're gone without a trace. Oh no, no, no. Somebody please slow it down. Slow it down.
There you have it. That is Slow It Down. And I am like crazy excited right now and also very nervous. I'm doing something I've never done before and it's challenging me and I'm very excited. So thank you to my live audience who is listening to this podcast recording right now. And Slow It Down, the first thing I wanted to say about Slow It Down, which is kind of hilarious, is that it's one of the fastest songs I ever wrote in terms of how long it took me to write. And I've always found that so interesting that a song that is entirely about slowing life and everything down took me like a day to write. And I just find that funny. It's like a slightly hilarious and pointless anecdote for you all. So yes, Slow It Down. What is it about? I mean, obviously, there's the primary and main thing that we get from it, which is this question of, can we please slow it down? And at the time that I was writing the song, or the time that it came into being, I was living in Cape Town, and I was having these deep thoughts and feelings and ideas around pace and around speed. And I noticed the big question for me is, why are we moving so fast? And why does it feel like we're accelerating? And what is the purpose of that? Is there a good reason for the acceleration that we're experiencing? And in terms of faster cars, faster phones, faster lifestyles, less time for like slow connection. I don't know if you know what I mean when I say that, but I really felt that. And I had these various experiences that got me wondering about it. And so that was the big thing, was like, why the speed? Why the pace? What is the reason for it? And if there isn't a reason for it, then can we just slow it down? Like, can we just take it a little easier and a little more gently? So, the first verse was really like bringing that in. I know this to be true, that the world, it spins too fast. It's a feeling of feeling left behind sometimes because everything is moving at such a frenetic pace. When really what I often want is just the time to connect sincerely with whatever is happening around me, with the people or the experiences that I'm going through. And then actually at one point, the second verse is really inspired by, I was driving down the highway near the airport in Cape Town, and I saw this woman standing on the side of the road. I think she was under a bridge, and she was kind of standing there, and she looked like she was trying to go, like she wanted to go somewhere. She had a little bag next to her, and she looked really sad. She looked very like bedraggled and sad, and like there was something tough happening in her life. And my thought was like, I tried to understand what it might be like to be in her position, to be where she was having her experience. And by the time I even had that thought, I was like hundreds of meters down the road already, because I was moving so fast on this highway. And I just thought, like, how is that a representation of how we lead our lives? If we're in such a rush to get to the place where we're going, then how do we ever really come to appreciate and to know the place that we are? And so Slow It Down was like my own personal anthem, an invitation for that, asking that question, like, can we please slow it down? And what would happen if we did? And I also think I'm definitely not the first or the most intelligent or wisest person ever to have that thought. There are some incredible teachers who have come before who have had great wisdom to share about connection and love and openness and like the purpose of being human, I guess. And that's actually what the third verse of the song is about, which is talking about words becoming a blur, moving too fast, and they get lost and misunderstood. And it's this idea, I was thinking again about some of the greatest teachers that I've ever read or heard of, people like, let's think like Buddha, or I think Jesus is a great example. The message of Jesus was, from what I can see, was primarily love and acceptance and connection. And really like love for everyone at all levels. I mean, he was hanging out with prostitutes and treating them as equals to everyone else he met. And I think that message is such a powerful message, but somehow that message got taken and twisted. And then people went and fought wars in the name of Jesus. And I'm not a religious person. I connect strongly with many of the teachings that have been throughout our history, but I just find that is such an interesting observation. And so that final verse of Slow It Down is saying words become a blur and are lost or misunderstood, but I'm standing here like trying to get it, you know, just trying to capture a little bit of what makes sense. So, that's kind of what Slow It Down is all about. I'm really interested at this point to hear your thoughts on it. There's actually a beautiful quote, and I must look this up. I'll put it in the show notes for the final podcast. It's at nakedwithnate.com. You'll be able to find that when it goes live. But there's an amazing quote. I think it was Gandhi who said it, but don't quote me on that just yet. It might've been the Dalai Lama or something like that. And I saw this years after I'd written the song, Slow It Down. I was visiting with a community in Northern California, and I saw this little note. I was actually playing a show there, like just a little house concert for the people who lived there. And I saw a little piece of paper on the mantelpiece, and it said, "We don't have much time. We must move very slowly." And I just thought that was like the coolest thing. We don't have much time. We must move slowly. Instead of the opposite, which I often have been felt like, oh, I don't have time. I have to rush. I have to get there. I have to get things done. But really, we don't have much time. We got to move slowly. We got to take that time, like take it easy and really get into that time. And anyway, that's a little bit about what Slow It Down is and was about for me and all of that. And so we're going to listen to the song again, but we're going to listen to a different version. Actually, the original version from my first album, which I recorded in 2011 in a friend's basement. And you'll hear some of the lyrics are different. It doesn't have any other instrumentation. It's just me and my guitar. Some of the words are different. But then what I would really love is to have a little Q&A after this and to hear if you have any quotes, the people who are listening live, if you have any quotes or anything you'd like to share, then please, any questions you have, then throw them into the comments on Facebook, and I will bring them up, and we can get into that afterwards. So I hope that you've enjoyed this little insight into one of my songs, into one of the ways that I perceive the world. And I hope it's brought you something of value, and please enjoy this second listen of a different version of my song Slow It Down.
I know this to be true, that the world spun too fast and left us all behind on this ship without a mast. Oh no, no, no. Somebody please slow it down. Slow it down. Slow it down. Beside the road with your case, it was all you owned. I tried hard to relate, I could not. You were gone too fast.
I would be very, very curious to hear if you had any sort of different experiences listening the second time, if the lyrics meant more. I know they were generally a little bit different, but they were saying basically the same things. And so I'd be very curious to hear what your feedback and thoughts were about that. So let's get to some questions. I can see a few people have asked questions, which is super rad and very exciting. So let's see, we got one from Jason here, which I'm throwing up on the screen. And it said, Jason has asked, how do you practice / live a life slowed down? And I think that's an amazing first question, because it's great to have these ideals and these visions and dreams of how things should be and how wouldn't it be nice? But what is the actual practicality of living life in a way that makes more sense to us as a sustainable lifestyle and a sustainable way to be? So the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of like, what does it mean to actually live a life slowed down, is around mindfulness practices. And those can be very simple things. Actually, when we first started this live stream, we had a little glitch and someone, and I was kind of like, oh my gosh, things are, what am I doing? And someone commented saying, take a breath or breathe, Nate, I think she said. And that's exactly it. I think just that, if you can just remind yourself to take a few deep breaths in a day and be present with that deep breath that you take, that in itself is already slowing you down. Because I know this for myself, that if I'm constantly thinking about the things that have happened or the things that are going to happen, time just disappears. And I really don't get a sense of the experience in the moment as it happens. One of the ways that I like to practice mindfulness is actually in the shower, because I find, I mean, isn't a shower like the most incredible thing that we can, it's one of the greatest things. It's this hot water spraying down on you. It's like, oh, it's heaven. There's mist everywhere, soap. It's like, it's great. But so much of the time when I'm in the shower, I'm thinking about, I don't know, like the most random other things, just like everything other than the fact that I'm actually having this experience in the shower. And so what I sometimes do when I remember to is to actually focus on what the sensation is like. What does it feel like for the water to be hitting my skin? What does it feel like for the lathering of the soap? What is all of that? I also have cold showers at the end of every hot shower. And so what does that feel like? That intense sensation of the hot turning off and the cold hitting me and my body being awakened and enlivened. So I don't know. I'd love to hear if anyone else has thoughts about ways to slow life down. But I think for now, that's just one really simple way, is just become mindful. Take deep breaths, focus on what you're doing in the moment. As one of my friends and patrons, Martin, says, he asks himself the question, he actually like literally asks himself the question, what am I doing right now? And when he asks himself that, it brings him into presence with the moment. And just by doing that, I think you slow down the experience. Anyway, that's what I think. Thank you for the question. And Alex, I think you asked a very similar question. So I feel like that's like a similar kind of thing. But you do have another question. So let's see. We say, Alex is asking, do you find it challenging to try to slow down in the fast-paced world we live in? Absolutely. Yes, I do. I feel like, I'd be curious to hear from other people, but I feel like it's a very common thing to get trapped in the rat race, like to get trapped in the idea that we have to be constantly racing towards another goal, another ideal, another thing that's supposed to bring us the joy that we seek. Yes, I do get wrapped up in that. And again, I find that refocusing on like, what, how do I define success? Do I define success by being busy all the time? And by when people ask me, how are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm really busy. Is that a great response? Or could I live a life that kind of invites a different response, where it's more about having the time for the things that are important to me. Do we have any other questions? Well, Julia has said, when I'm in the shower, poetry pops in my head. Then I'm trying to remember to write it down afterwards. I think that's great. I actually do that a lot. I just like in random places, I think of a lyric or a word or a line or something. And if I don't write it down, I will certainly forget it. But I often am in a place where I don't have something to write it down with. So I know how that feels. So we have a question from Odelia, and she has asked, what do you love in the song? I love everything about this song, actually. I really do. This song is, I think it's one of the most clearly communicated ideas that I've ever sung about, where it just really says what I mean. If that makes sense. I would say that this, what do I specifically love? I love the melody. I really love the melody. It's got a very flowing, fluid, kind of calming sound to it. It feels like gently rocking on a sort of soft ocean at sunset or something to me. Anyway, it feels very calming. So that's what I love about it. Okay. Well, thank you for that. That was so much fun. We actually have a great quote from Natalia. Thank you, Natalia. So I've thrown that up. Nothing is worth more than this day. Nothing is worth more than this day. I like that. There's another one which I really love, which is, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. So yeah, I'll actually put that quote into the show notes. Nakedwithnate.com. You can always find the show notes, and I add in any links and things that are interesting to people over there. So that's where my podcast lives on the internet. And that's the end of the Q&A. All right. I hope that you enjoyed this experience of getting naked with Nate again. The most beautiful way to let me know that you have listened and enjoyed this is to visit the show notes and leave a comment, because hearing from you, I mean, I'm currently sitting by myself in a room on a farm in South Africa. And if you don't let me know how you're feeling about this experience of this podcast or what it makes you think or feel, then I will never know. And I really want to know. So please do check that out. Go to nakedwithnate.com, all one word. And you can see the latest episode there and all the episodes. And you can also find the raw live streamed video recordings of these episodes if you want to get into that. And you can kind of see the people commenting and the mistakes and all the stuff that goes wrong. It's been such a pleasure to share with you again. I hope that this is bringing value to you. That is my sincerest desire with this, is that somehow by me sharing myself openly, nakedly, honestly with you, that it brings you something. It brings you into yourself. It brings you towards yourself. It brings you insights. And even if you disagree and it helps you to understand more of what your opinion is, then I'm totally happy with that. So visit the show notes, leave a review on iTunes, subscribe so you get notified for more, and visit the Facebook page to enjoy the live streams, which are kind of like wild. So yeah, come check that out. Everything you need is at nakedwithnate.com. I'm Nate Maingard. Thank you for getting naked with Nate, and I'll see you next week.
Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable, shaper who has named me shameless. So leave me be, I'm tempted. Every rule I've bended, I shake the weight and break the hate with everything that I am made of. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable, shaper who has named me shameless. I'm looking for a friend to get me out of my head. This chamber of reflections is just paved with all my good intentions. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable, shaper who has named me shameless. So if you are less stressed, let us put this to the test. For who is love when loving not those who have not loving God? La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable, shaper who is